instead of making a decision, like you always, if you hear a problem, you immediately go to the solution or what you think, or like, I've done this before, this is the answer. However, after the Emerging Leader Program, I think it's more reflective. It's more, hey, what other perspectives are there?
You're listening to ESBO International's School Business Insider. I'm your host, John Brucato. Each week on School Business Insider, I sit down with school business officials and industry experts from around the world to share their stories and explore the topics that matter most to you. Find out what it means to be a school business official and get your insider pass on all things school business. Hello and welcome back to School Business Insider. Today, we're shining a spotlight on the ESBO International Emerging Leaders Scholarship Program, a prestigious initiative dedicated to nurturing the next generation of leaders in school business management. This scholarship program recognizes the outstanding contributions of school business professionals with 5 or fewer years in the field, providing them with invaluable opportunities for growth, mentorship, and professional development as they embark on their leadership journey. Joining us are 3 exceptional individuals, all recipients of the 2023 ESBO International Emerging Leaders Scholarship. Asia, Kyle, and Brianna bring a wealth of insight, passion, and dedication to their roles, and today they'll be sharing their reflections on the program and how it has impacted their careers and aspirations. Through their experiences, we'll gain a deeper understanding of the transformative power of mentorship, networking, and educational opportunities offered by the Emerging Leadership Scholarship Program. For professional growth to professional advancement, our guests will offer firsthand perspectives on their significance of this program in shaping the future of school business management. Thank you for joining me, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I'm happy to have you.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. We've been wanting to set this up for a while, and I'm glad the 3 of you were able to carve a little bit of time out of your day today. But before we get it started too much, maybe we can just have you share a little bit of your background and what interested you in the Emerging Leaders Scholarship Program. So, Asia, why don't we start with you?
Hi, my name is Asia Follinsby. I'm a budget analyst in the office of from Fayette County Public Schools. I'm pretty new to my position. I'm closing on my 2nd year, and I actually got into the world of budget and finance after being an administrative assistant for 3 years prior. So in my school district, they offered a program called the Aspiring Leaders Program, and it was just for Fayette County employees. And I was coming off of the tail end of that program and researching and learning about opportunities. In particular, I learned about this scholarship through the Kentucky Association of School Business Officials, their annual conference. And I was really just kind of on fire and wanting to keep that momentum going. So I applied, and then I had met with the president of our CASBO, who recommended and thought that I would be a good fit. And I just kind of let it snowball, and I wanted to keep momentum growing in my career and then also just share space with people who were taking the same steps that I was.
That's great. That's great. And welcome again. Brianna, how about you? Why don't you share a little bit about yourself with the listeners?
Hi, everyone. I'm Brianna Bashada. I am an accounting specialist at Monmouth Ocean Educational Services Commission in New Jersey. I think I was the only member of the Emerging Leaders Group that was a part of a commission, so it was a little different experience getting to meet everyone and see how different it could be from a school district to somebody that you would hire within the school district. I am a third generation business person within my family. I have 2 people above me that are still currently working as school business administrators. And just, I really wanted to apply and put myself out there and see who I could meet throughout the states that I could gain information from and build a relationship that could move forward for the rest of my career.
That's awesome. So you're one of the few people that I've talked to that probably knew about school business officials when you were a kid and didn't find out about it as like a second or third career, right?
Yes, this is all I've ever wanted to do. My dad and grandma both have led me in this direction. I don't even know where else I could go now.
Wow, you're in it now.
Yep.
Awesome. Kyle, how about you?
Yeah, I'm probably the opposite of Brianna. My name is Kyle Kiffer, and I am the treasurer CFO at the Nordonia Hills City School District, and that is about 20 minutes southeast of Cleveland. And my backstory is that when I graduated college, I think 14 years ago, I was an auditor for about 9 years. I was a state auditor. So I didn't want to be an auditor for when I grew up or for the rest of my life, but I enjoyed auditing school districts. And while I was an auditor, I was also a swim coach. So I've never been an educator, of course, but I was on the pool deck and I enjoyed that. And then I had a suggestion from a mentor to get my treasurer's license, and I received my treasurer's license in Ohio, and then was an assistant treasurer was lucky enough to get a position as assistant treasurer at a school district for 2 years. And then COVID hit, and then there's a slew of retirements, and I was able to get a treasurer CFO gig. And then I'm at my new district since August 1st. And hearing about the program, I had a mentor that's on the board of directors of Ohio ASBO, and he pointed me to the Emerging Leaders Program, and it's been very beneficial ever since.
That's great. So a little bit of a silver lining out of the COVID crisis for you. That's good. That's good. So the Emerging Leaders Program really is a great opportunity for those seeking to become school business officials and learn a little bit more about the profession. But can you just kind of give us a little bit of a glimpse as to what the program entailed and kind of walk us through your experience just starting out in the program? Brianna, why don't we start with you since you've been wanting to do this since you were in kindergarten?
Well, I will say that when I got chosen to be a part of the Emerging Leaders, up until the week before, I actually did not want to go away and pursue the opportunity because I am a very shy individual and I didn't know how I would feel putting myself in a room with people from across the state. Across the United States. So I am very glad that I went. And that first day when we had all met, I didn't realize that people were supposed to submit questions and have talking points for everybody in the group to communicate and put together and like use their minds and come up with solutions. So I was glad at that time that I didn't do that. So I wasn't put on the spot. But now if I were to do it again, I would 1000% fill out the questions, put my input and participate a little bit more. But I definitely was brought out of my shell, and just going from room to room with the group, it changed me as a person, honestly. And I feel a little bit more confident now, even going into a New Jersey ASBO meeting and meeting new people that I don't already know. So just that initial day is what really brought me out of my shell, and everybody should look forward to it and don't have a fear of not going, because it was one of the best things I could have decided to do.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. So it wasn't just learning about the profession. It was really just leadership in general and becoming more confident in yourself as a leader. That's so great to hear that now you've broken out of your shell and here you are on a podcast talking about it. That's awesome.
Yes.
Kyle, how about you? I mean, what was kind of your experience firsthand, just the initial kind of meeting like Brianna was talking about?
Yeah, it's I've never been, I network a lot like in Ohio. And yeah. Ohio ASBO does great trainings, great leadership forums, and a lot of great, like what's particular to Ohio. And every state is a little bit different when you're a school business official. But going to that room with fellow peers, around my experience level as well, it was really nice and kind of refreshing to hear what other states deal with, what other states are good at, what other states struggle with. And it is it was a lot of leadership based, but one of the many items that I learned is that we all have similar problems, but slightly different.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to communicate or email out to someone that isn't in the Ohio bubble, if that makes sense. And like, hey, what would you do in this situation? What would you do in that situation? So the networking to enhance the technical skills of your profession has been vital ever since.
That's great. You know, I would agree with you in terms of just, I think, being involved in ASBO International as an organization. When I started out as a school business official almost a decade ago, I didn't really involve myself too much outside of the state of New York where I am now. And now that I've been a part of ASBO International for a few years, it just kind of like leveled me up as a professional to allow myself to look at situations a little bit differently than I would in my little ecosystem here in New York. So those are great points. Asia, how about you? What was your kind of reaction and reflection on that first meeting when the emerging leaders kind of came together initially?
I had sort of a different experience than Kyle and Brianna. I'm very much in the introductory stage of my career, and I come from a school district that is pretty large. We've got 42,000 students in 75 schools. So I have a very specific and specialized lens for what I do. And one of the biggest takeaways that I left with was just how big and broad and how many opportunities there are in the world of school finance. I see my lens, but even getting to brush shoulders with people who present to their boards or hold currently positions where they are leading people just gave me sort of directions on places that I can go. And also just, again, just sharing that air with people who are experiencing the same things and have a similar mind and perspective. It was really invaluable.
Great. And so having gone through this program, are you inspired now to maybe kind of ascend to the school business official title and be the one presenting to boards and building the budget?
I know that if that opportunity presented itself, I've got a good team, not only locally, but the connections that I left with from doing the program, I have a lot of people that I can lean on. So awesome. I left and I was still able to keep in contact with people who have a bit more experience than I do. So I know that in the event that leadership opportunities opened up, I have so many numbers that I can call.
And Brianna can contest this, but Asia, even though what you just said, she was the one leading our group when it came to getting together, leading the topic. So don't let Asia fool you on that.
Don't she let that modesty fool you.
I tried. It was a little That's bit awesome. Like herding sheep sometimes, but we
yeah,
got
yeah. You do the best you can, right? You want to build that camaraderie, but you know. Those that are going to show up will show up, I suppose. So give me an idea of the commitment. So you all are in similar but different roles in your current capacity, but everyone came together under this leadership program. And I can imagine that there was a pretty substantial time commitment, and balancing professional and personal commitments on top of that, I'm sure, are pretty challenging. So Kyle, can you kind of give us an idea of what the commitment was and how you were able to kind of manage all of that with work and personal?
Yeah, I'm a father of three young kids, but professional development is important to me, and it's important to my wife and her professional development and her profession as well. So it was another thing to do, but is beneficial at the end. So of course, I'm not going to take away from my current role. So it was another thing to do, but it was manageable. I think it was a few meetings, a few virtual meetings after you accepted the scholarship, after the committee said, hey, you're the person. And then you had to commit to the annual conference. And we did submit questions and we reflected on some different topics going into the conference. But it was manageable at the end. But the biggest time concern was getting to the conference and being there for the entire time, especially if it's your first time going. Because I'm in a cycle where I know where the conferences that I go to in Ohio. So I had to manage schedules, still do my day-to-day role as a school business official in Ohio in my district, but also be present at the conference as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And Asia, how about you? How was your level of commitment and how were you able to kind of balance all that?
I am so fortunate that my department really puts a high level of focus on professional development. So looking forward and forecasting for what the participation would look like, we were able to really provide support for people to cover and when I would be out of office. I found everything leading up to the conference to be pretty reasonable. It was all well noticed and planned out and organized, and only took maybe up until the conference, maybe 30 minutes at a time. And the conference itself, I got more out of it, I feel like, than I gave. But I did still have to use some downtime to manage my day-to-day task and respond to emails. But I think setting the standard as this being an award and this is being a privilege, most people who I work with who might have been delayed in receiving responses, they were really receptive and honestly just celebrating me and this opportunity to get to just go to ASPO. So I think it was really
a positive. It's great to hear you had that level of support too. Brianna, how about you? How was the commitment and how were you able to kind of jockey the personal professional commitments that you already have outstanding?
So I totally agree with Asia and Kyle. The meetings leading up to it were just another meeting that we would have any other work day, 30 minutes to an hour. We had to fill out the application, answer a few questions, send in a little bit about ourselves, take a picture if you didn't already have a headshot. And it was just kind of normal day-to-day things that you just added in to send to ASBO International. I was lucky enough that my boss who nominated me, our business administrator, also went to the conference. So we kind of had the work balance there. He knew if he emailed me, I was in a class that I had to go to. We had some mandatory things. But overall, the time that I spent on preparing to go and at the conference, it was 1,000% worth it. And anybody that has the opportunity to go, there's so much to get out of it. And I recommend that you try to go.
Yeah, I can't agree more. September 18th to 20th this year for Nashville for the AC&E. So when everyone was able to kind of assemble together at the conference, what was the goal of that cohort? I mean, what were you looking to get out of it and what was kind of set forward for you? Brianna, maybe you can just start that off.
So my goal of going and what I wanted to get out of it was just seeing other people in my position at a fresh start in their career and just connecting with them. I mean, we built great relationships. We still talk once a month. We reach out to each other with emails, and that's all I could have ever asked for. There was great professional development, going out, getting dinner with everyone after, learning about themselves, learning about their college education, and just seeing how everybody got to where they are now and how they ended up at the Emerging Leaders group and at the conference was great. But I couldn't ask for anything else, and I got everything out of it that I needed to.
Asia, how about you? I mean, when you were able to actually get together with everyone, what was kind of your goal out of that experience, and how did it go?
I would say pretty similar to Brianna. It was just networking and community and being with people who are in a comparable field, but also in an advanced lens to where they were able to influence me and just, I guess, share experiences that I have yet to have. So I think really what I left with was not only feeling kind of on fire for what I do, but I feel like I have a support system, and it's not just limited to Kentucky. I've already connected with a lot of SFOs from my state, but now I know of people from other states, and I think that's invaluable. And haven't been able to stop talking about it, so I've been really happy.
Great. And Kyle, how about you?
Yeah, sometimes in our profession, as a school business official, whatever position you have, is sometimes you feel isolated or alone or like on an island sometimes. And going there and networking in that community with the other emerging leaders, I didn't feel that. And I think when all of us are going to continue that path of being a school business official in whatever capacity, and we'll have each other to kind of like give ideas, what works, what doesn't, and just sounding boards sometimes, and through ASBO for the future.
And how was your experience at the AC&E conference in general? Was this your first time, or have you gone to these conferences before?
Yeah, it was my first time at the AC&E conference. I always heard about it through Ohio ASBO, but it was very well run. There was great professional development, and then outside of emerging leaders, you get everybody else. And then you right. see people that like people from other states that have been there for 30, 35 years. And so it's a testament of the association. It's a testament of networking and great professional development.
And so the conference was three and a half days. How much time was spent with the Emerging Leaders group?
Yeah. So I think we spent a lot of time together. The but it was way more than the mandatory requirements, I think, Brianna and Asia. So I think we only needed to actually spend time with each other the first three, I think 3 hours or 2 hours at the beginning. And then maybe during the award ceremony, that was the only time that was basically required. I think, please correct me if I'm wrong. But correct. I think we spent countless hours outside of the mandatory requirements, which is a testament to the group.
Yeah, absolutely. And a testament just to, I think, the importance of networking and finding other professionals in this industry that you can kind of lean on and learn from. And then Brianna, was this your first ACNE conference or had you gone to them before?
This was my first one as well. And I've always heard about it. I used to be accounts payable, so I would always pay for other people to go. Yeah. And I finally got to go myself. So.
Oh, awesome. And yeah. Asia, how about you? Was this your first experience and what, how did it go for you? What was kind of one of your favorite memories?
This was my first ACE conference. I had heard about it from our Kentucky Association of School Business Officials, but I actually was the first from my district to go at all. So I was able to kind of share my experiences. And I think, especially with it being a lot closer to home, I've been really pitching it, the Nashville location and getting more people to go. And I had a really positive experience. I learned a lot of things professionally, but also just knowing that we are all kind of in the same boat and experiencing the same things just provided a level of comfort that you really can't get anywhere else.
All right. So it's probably pretty safe to assume that you're going to have a pretty large showing in Nashville, I would hope, right?
I'm trying. I'm doing everything in my power. I'm like, it's 2.5 hours and who doesn't love Nashville?
I know. Come on. I had 2.5 hours for you. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
I mean, I've never been to Nashville. I'm really excited. I'm much further than 2.5 hours, but that's great. That's great. So, you know, Asia, you've mentioned a couple of times you have the fire now and you're forging ahead. So what are the next 5 years looking like for you? Like where do you see yourself going in this profession?
Well, one of the sessions that I really loved is I took on a session about return of investment. And I have kind of a different perspective in my district because this is where I went to school. This is where one of my kids go now. My friends and family have gone here. So as I view finance within Fayette County, it's kind of more so about how we can impact children. And so I've really been wanting to take some of those return of investment skills that I've gained, not only just from ASBO, but doing the research as I came home and wanting to provide that analytical lens to see where budgets can be readjusted in order to make the most impact. And I think where it starts with me is just identifying my passion project within world of finance and incorporating the skills that I have and then just aligning what's needed, whether it's more education, whether it's more professional development to kind of get me there. But I definitely want to impact kids through my finance lens.
Awesome. And shout out to Tim Hilker and Joe Greco. They have presented multiple years on academic return on investment and do a phenomenal job. And really that lens of looking at the work that we're doing is to me just totally different and puts a different spin on why we're doing what we're doing, which we'll have a future episode on that, but I won't take up too much time on that topic, but they do a great job and hopefully they'll be presenting in Nashville. And Kyle, what about you? What's your trajectory? Like, what do you see yourself doing in the next few years in this industry?
Yeah, I see myself, one, being present and learning as much as I can within my district and enhancing and creating efficiencies in the finances. And Asia put the nail on the head right there. And I tell staff or the board, and when I have communication with them, is that I truly believe as a school business official, as a treasurer in Ohio, that I believe that the work that the finance department and what I do, whether it's anybody on my team or myself or business, is that what we do, we indirectly educate kids. They're teachers that teach. And then we indirectly help educate kids through our responsibilities within our district and within our system. And I believe that. And for the next 5 years is that, I believe that in the Ardonia Hills in Northern Ohio is just enhancing those technical abilities, learning more about, the struggles that the district may encounter, the struggles that Ohio may encounter or overall in public schools, and have a plan of that and not be reactionary.
Great. And Brianna, how about you? I mean, what's your trajectory for the next few years as it relates to this profession?
So personally, I would love to learn as much as I can from everybody and anybody, just to take in all different sides of the job and different districts, different commissions, just because I am in a little bit of a different situation. I would love to get my CPA that I hope to work for next. As a whole, I would love to move up and become an assistant business administrator or a business administrator and lead the commission that I'm at. But where I'm at specifically right now at the commission, I would love to gain more schools and help bring on more schools in New Jersey so that we could help them both financially and help all of the students, because part of my job is with special services. So we help all the students. We put teachers in schools, not public schools. So it's just great to see the impact that we have, which is a different impact from a normal public school. So there's many ways that I'd love to grow, but I also would love to learn as much as I can and just see where the next 5 years takes me if I can get all the information.
So Brianna, sticking with you, you know, Kyle made a great point earlier in terms of when you go to these events and you're with these groups, you're getting a different perspective than you otherwise would maybe in New Jersey or Kentucky or Ohio just by yourself. When you think back to your work prior to the Emerging Leaders Scholarship and the conference, and you think to what you're doing now, present day, has this conference and this Emerging Leaders group, has this changed at all the way that you kind of approach your work or just like your philosophy to just leadership or the work in general?
Like Kyle said, and Asia, I believe, every time, every point, we kind of feel like we're on our own island if you're the only person in your position. Luckily, I have people above me, but this conference in general has made me feel comfortable knowing that I may be the only one at my job right now that is going through what I'm going through or that is working on what I'm working on. But there are millions, hundreds of millions of people in the world that are going through the same exact thing. And all I really have to do from this conference is pick up my phone and call or send an email, and they'll be right there to help me and walk me through it.
Yeah, well said. And I, having personally done that, still do that in earlier in my career, I realized that you can just pick up the phone and call one of your colleagues, and it not even if it's a neighboring district, but across the states or wherever in the world. It's just such a unique network of individuals that are so willing to help you and so willing to just give you their perspective and see you and want to see you succeed. So well said. Kyle, what about you? When you think about you as a professional prior to your first conference and the Emerging Leaders Program to where you are now, have you evolved? Have you changed kind of your thinking and your approach to maybe the same problems you were tackling before?
Yeah, it's more of a collective approach. Seeing what other team members are doing, I see when instead of making a decision, like you always, if you hear a problem, you immediately go to the solution or what you think, or like, I've done this before, this is the answer. However, after the Emerging Leader Program, I think it's more reflective. It's more, hey, what other perspectives are there? I have to look at different point of view through another administrator, maybe a teacher, a community member, and then kind of dwindle that down to get to the heart of the issue at hand and go forward from there. So I think it's more of a collaborative approach of leadership. That's the biggest takeaway.
And Asia, how about you? Have you seen yourself change a little bit just over that short period of time working in your district prior to this experience and then afterward?
I think receiving the award came at really a pivotal moment for me. So I've left with kind of a sense of validation as far as what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and that I am capable. So since leaving the conference, I've sort of allowed myself to take up space in spaces where I might have been more of a follower. I've been more willing to lead, and in the sense of just trusting my capabilities and my instincts and Even if I don't know the answer, I know how to get the answer. I know how to network. I know how to reach out. I know enough about my field. And that just came with the sense of receiving this award and recognition.
Well, it sounds like all three of you have really gotten a lot out of just this small piece, being the Immersion Leaders program in your career, and just having an opportunity to network with your colleagues from across the world. So if this conversation has inspired any of you listening, and you're interested in the 2024 Emerging Leaders Scholarship, make sure to go to ASBO International and apply. The deadline is June 1st, 2024. And maybe I'll be bugging you down the road if you're interested and you're an emerging leader next year. But for today, Asia, Kyle, and Brianna, thank you so much for your time. It's just been an inspirational conversation to see all of you just kind of rising through the ranks and see what your trajectories are in the future. And I hope to see you in Nashville in a few months.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to School Business Insider. Make sure to check back each week for your favorite topics on school business.